This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. What we are looking at as far as the trade setup is concerned is we are looking at a very choppy session ahead of us with actually quite a weak handover as far as the US markets are concerned. The US markets extended their decline to five straight sessions, in fact, with the S&P 500 ending at the lowest level of 2022. The Dow Jones has entered into a technical bear market after correcting 20% from the recent record high. Also, the dollar index continues its strength, hitting an intraday high of 114.527, the highest level seen since 2002. Now, when you're talking about the Dow Jones, ended over 1% lower, and this is something that continues to spook both equity as well as currency traders, given the fact that the dollar index continues to gain. When you're talking about European markets, the European markets ended a choppy session on a mixed note, mainly lower, and one of the continuing worries was the sterling slump against the dollar. The sterling yesterday slumped to a record low against the US dollar. When you're talking about yields, the US 10-year treasury yield hit a 12-year high at 3.926%. And the only sole spot as far as the global cues is concerned is that crude oil prices continue to drop. The Brent fell below $85 a barrel. When you're talking about Asian markets have seen a mildly positive opening, shrugging off major worries from overnight and global markets. When you're talking about the LGX Nifty, it has indicated a mild positive start to today's trading session. When you're talking about Indian markets yesterday saw significant selling pressure from FIIs with over 5,000 crores worth of selling in the cash market from FIIs. Indian markets therefore ended at a two-month low, and the Indian rupee continues to fall against the US dollar. When you're talking about the broader end of the markets were weaker compared to the benchmark indices. Both the mid-cap and the small-cap index underperformed, with market breadth firmly in favor of the bears.